On the other side of the world, Armenians, well, in fact, around the world, Armenians are commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. Turkey uses different words to describe the event, but it started at almost exactly the same time as the first Gallipoli landings. Armenians say Turkish forces directly or indirectly killed 1.5 million of their people. Sarah Sedgie reports.
Tonight across Australia, the Armenian community will be commemorating those who died in 1915. The Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia, Vache Karamanian, will be among those at Sydney's Town Hall tonight.
The 24th of April 1915 is when the Ottoman forces began to round up the Armenian intellectuals in Constantinople, modern-day Istanbul. And from there, a state planned policy of mass extermination of the Armenian people commenced, where by the end of 1923, we saw 1.5 million Armenians systematically exterminated as a result of an official state-sponsored policy of genocide by the then Ottoman government.
Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey is of Armenian heritage and was supposed to speak at the event at Sydney Town Hall tonight, but today confirmed he won't be making a speech, though he'll still be at the event. Earlier today, some of the Armenian community protested outside the New South Wales Turkish consulate. On this centenary, the community is continuing its push to have what happened in 1915 acknowledged as a genocide, but Turkey disputes this. Turkey does admit that Armenians did lose their lives, but says they died during conflict, not in a genocide. It also disputes that 1.5 million Armenians were killed. Vache Karamanian says that's an injustice.
For the last 100 years, Turkey has continued to deny its involvement in the genocide of 1.5 million people. Up until this morning, the Turkish president continued to denounce the acts of the Ottoman government and would not acknowledge what happened between 1915 and 1923. This is a crime that still has remained unpunished. This is a crime where victims have never received closure. This is a crime where victims and survivors have never received compensation. And by world leaders having the moral courage to confront Turkey and call upon Turkey to recognise its past and to recognise that what its forefathers committed was a genocide will be the only hope for reconciliation, justice and long-term peace.
Earlier this month, the Pope described the events of 100 years ago as genocide, which angered Turkey. The German president, Joachim Gauck, is the latest world leader to also make that acknowledgement.
The fate of the Armenians is an example of the history of mass destruction, ethnic cleansing, expulsions and genocides, which marks the 20th century in such a terrible way.
In Australia, around 50,000 people make up the Armenian community. Just dozens of those people live in South Australia. John Cox is from the Armenian Cultural Association of South Australia. He's written a play to commemorate today's anniversary.
It is very close to the hearts of everybody. My wife is touched directly. Her grandmother witnessed the murder of her own mother, in other words, my wife's great-grandmother, actually saw it happen. Grandma Anoush, for whom the central character in my play is named, Grandma Anoush, nevertheless, had faith and hope and love in spades, and strong enough to live through that and teach her grandchildren those gifts. My wife learnt from her. The genocide is very close to in my wife's heart because it is for all living Armenians.
He says he wanted to educate people about what happened in 1915.
It's got the message out because people who've come to see the play who knew nothing about the genocide have gone away going, oh my God, I never knew about that. You know, that's appalling. That's outrageous. And this is exactly our intention. Our intention is to acknowledge and to spread the word and spread the message and make people see that this is an injustice that has not been righted for 100 years.
Vache Karamanian says Armenians will be honouring their ancestors today.
The 24th of April is a solemn day of remembrance for Armenians around the world as we gather to pay homage and our respects to our forefathers who were so brutally killed in the first genocide of the 20th century.
The executive director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia, Vache Karamanian, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.